Thank you for coming. As the president said, the theme of my presentation is changes in soil phosphorus availability in a two-year corn soybean rotation as affected by tillage and pea fertilization. These results are part of my PhD thesis at Laval University in Eastern Canada, Quebec. What we do know is that the simplified two-year corn and soybean rotation is a dominant cropping system in many agricultural lands in North America. In Eastern Canada, particularly, soybean response to pea fertilizer is infrequent. So farmers are reluctant to apply pea fertilizers to the soybean phase of the rotation, and therefore the two-year rotation corn and soybean relies on a single pea application designed only for corn needs. So the general objective of this study was to determine in a two-year corn and soybean rotation the effect of a single pea application on the status of plant available pea. To conduct the study, we work on a long-term research experiment established in 1992 in Eastern Canada at the Lacadie Research Station of Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada. The cropping system was a corn and soybean rotation, a two-year corn soybean rotation, and treatment were tillage, no-till, and a mulch plowing. You also have fertilization, three rates of P, 0, 17.5, and 35 kilogram P per hectare in combination with 160 kilogram nitrogen. And these fertilizer treatment were applied only to the corn phase of the rotation. The treatment were applied to a split plot design where the main plots were tillage and the subplot fertilization, and all the treatment were replicated four times. We had to collect some data and do some measurement. The data want to run this aspect of the study, we did consider four rotation cycles, 2000, 2001, 2000, 2003, 2000, 2004, 2005, and 2006, 2007. Grain yields was, however, collected throughout the experiment, means from 1992 till 2007. Grain pea content was analyzed and the annual pea budget was computed as pea input added as fertilizer minus pea output exported by the grains. We also calculated the cumulative pea budget throughout the whole experiment. Soil was sampled at the end of the four rotation cycles, meaning in 2001, 2003, 2005, and 2007. And the soils were analyzed, particularly for this aspect of the study, with the Mellish tree extraction solutions. As a result, what we did observe here, we present the corn and soybean yield throughout the whole experiment from 1992 till 2007. What we observe is that for both corn and soybean, grain yield was not significantly affected by pea fertilization. And what we do know is that similar results have already been obtained in long-term experiments. Concerning the cumulative pea budget, the relation between the cumulative pea budget and pea fertilization throughout the whole experiment, what we observe is that the cumulative pea budget was always higher in no tillage compared to mulch plow. Secondly, for treatment P35, which corresponds to 35 kilogram P per hectare applied to the corn phase, we have a positive but constant cumulative pea budget with time. For the P75, 17.5 treatment, we have a negative and decreasing pea budget with time. And for the P0 treatment, we have a negative on decreasing P budget. What we can see is that for constant cumulative P budget, we need to apply it for the whole rotation cycles, corn and soybean, 25, the treatment P25, which corresponds to 25 kilogram P per hectare. On this period, integrate both corn and soybean needs. Here we present the mealy tree P in function of P fertilization at the end of the four rotation cycles, 2002, 2004, 6, and 8. What we observe is that we have higher mealy tree P under the no-tillage, and also mealy tree P decreases with time for all periods, particularly under the mulberry ploughing. And what we can keep is that in corn, what we observe is that in corn soybean rotation, where P is applied to address corn needs only, there is a reduction of plant available P with time. Here we present the relationship between the P budget and the soy P status, both under the mulberry ploughing and the no-tillage treatment. What we observe is that we have linear relationship between both factors, the P budget and P millistry, and this is common in most of the long-term experiment. But what we also observe is that when we compare the mulberry plough, the relationship from the mulberry plough on the no-tillage, we observe that the slope of the linear regression is half in the mulberry plough, is half of that in the no-tillage. Then, question: could tillage affect the slope of the relationship in to such an extent? And to understand what happened, we went back to the samples to look what was the level of the initial mealy tree P in 1992, and we found that it was 135 kilogram P per hectare, and this should correspond to cumulative P to values of cumulative P budget at equilibrium, for which the P added with fertilizer correspond to the P taken up by the crops. And when we observe the intercept with y-axis of the relationship in both tillage system, we find that under the mulberry plough, we have an intercept of 81 kilogram millistripy P per hectare, while in the no-tillage, we have an intercept of 121 kilogram P per hectare. That means we have diminishing millistripy P at equilibrium, and this is common in most of the soils from eastern Canada. So we can ask ourselves, where is the P going? And in order to look for ways how we can use these relationships to monitor the soil fertility in these soils, we try to mimic if the millistripy at nil cumulative P budget was maintained at 100, at 100, at 135 kilogram P per hectare, as originally in 1992, what will be the result? Then we simulated a new regression, and we look for the slope of that regression, and we ended up with 0.28, which is somehow similar with the slope we obtain under the no-tillage hunt. We ask the question, where is this P going? So my hypothesis, is it lost? And the response maybe no, because there should be too much P that is lost. Almost 3 kilograms per hectare per year. This is not observed in landscape studies. And another hypothesis, is it possible that the extractive solution does not account for this P? But unfortunately, the maintenance P fertilization strategies used in Quebec recommend to take into account this lost P above that needed to have cumulated P budget, which is zero, in order to maintain the mellage 3P constant around the initial measure. And this may lead, if the mellage 3P stays in the soil and it is not lost, to increase accumulation of soil test mellage 3P in the field. And consequences could be the transport of P from the field towards water sources, leading to eutrophication processes. In conclusion, what we will say is that the no-tillage maintain higher levels of mellage 3P in soil compared to Marlborough Low. On P rates applied to corn and soybean rotation by taking into account corn yield only induces a reduction in soil in plant available P status. And in both no-tillage and Marlborough Low, two distinct and linear relationships were obtained. I would like to thank the collaborator. They are not here, Sylvie Michaud and Sylvie Côté, who works at Technicians and helped me to collect the data. Also Bernard Gagnon, who works in the team, and all the members of the Soil Fertility Lab at Agriculture and Agri-Food Canada. Thank you.
Any questions? What was the soil sampling depth?
0 to 15 centimeters.
Okay. What's the depth of the waterfall flowering?
17.5 centimeters.
So there is going to be dilution factor in the waterfall flowering.
I didn't get you, please.
Well, the faster the fire than the flowering, it makes the deeper than the layer is downward. Why you find less P than
neutral. Yes, in fact, yes, we did consider later the hypothesis on some, as the field experiment it's still going on. We collected samples in 2008, 2009, and 2010 at 0 to 20 centimeters, but we still observe the same effect. That means the dilution factors may not really affect the mellage tree in these soils, the measured mellage tree P in these soils.
Okay. We need to move on to the next one. Thank you very much.